Seth, I know you'd like to be standing here talking about a first-round playoff opponent. It's not the case, but a memorable season just the same. Your thoughts as you look back?
Yeah, it was a great second half for us. We had a lot of fun. We tied the franchise record for wins at home. That's a great accomplishment itself. I think we just wish we would have done a little bit better earlier on, and we would have been in a playoff spot.
Is there a spot that you look back on, or maybe two along the way, where you go, oh, maybe that was what cost us?
Yeah, I mean, I've been kind of going off that a little bit lately, like on the plane and stuff, guys were talking about it. There's a couple games, the one in Rockford, we were up, we let it slip with a minute away. Even the one in San Antonio, we're up, and you let that slip away too. And then the one in GR where we're up by one with 2 minutes to go, and then take two penalties, and then we're down two guys, and they end up scoring too late. So there's a couple points there that probably get us in the playoffs.
Well, with that in mind, let's look at some highlights then. When you look back on the year, what games stand out for you in a positive way?
There was a lot of fun games. I think just during that home streak, all those games were fun to play in. Everybody was coming to the rink excited every day. We were doing something special, right? So, we just wish it could have lasted a little longer.
Yeah, there's, I think, four consecutive homestands there where the team was just dominant, and it really forged your push into the playoff race. So did you know that was happening? Could you feel it, or were you kind of just taken by surprise as the wind started to pile that up?
Yeah, I mean, I think initially we were just kind of taking it game by game, right? That you can't look too far ahead, especially, we were last in the league, right? So you kind of just have to take it game by game. But we dug ourselves out, and it's second most wins in our division. So we did a really good job.
Does that kind of strike you as odd at the end of the year when you look back and you say 39 wins, second most in the division, and yet you're not in the playoffs? Does that kind of help you to maybe feel better about the year, or does it sting even more?
Yeah, I mean, I think it might even be a little bit more tougher to swallow, because obviously we played really good hockey, and, if second most wins in the division doesn't get you there, it's a little more painful, I think.
What about your season on a personal level? Here you are up over 50 points again, among the league leaders in power play assists, important part of the stretch drive. How did you enjoy it on a personal level?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I mean, I struggled a little bit in the first half. I wasn't happy with where my game was, and then I got hurt there around Christmas time, and then I came back and I started getting my groove again. So that's when I really started picking things up. It was a pretty good year overall, but I expected a little more from myself in the first half.
You know, it's interesting that this team, everybody talks about how close-knit they are, and I thought it was a neat moment in the game yesterday where you guys are out of the playoff mix, but you're battling to win a game at the end of the year, and you made a great defensive play, and everybody stands up on the bench, they're banging on the boards, they're smacking their sticks against the wall, and it just seemed like a kind of an indication of how close-knit this group is.
Oh, yeah, like I said earlier, guys get a kick out of it when I block shots for some reason, and I think it's only me when they go crazy, so... it was one of those things. I was in the lane. I had to go down. You'd look pretty foolish if you got out of the way on that one. Luckily, I hit my stick.
So are you saying you're adding shot blocking to your repertoire this year?
Yeah, I mean, I don't have to do a lot of that in the off season, so I figured I'd take one in the last game.
So just any thoughts about now what's next for you as you head into the off season?
A little bit of rest right now, and then we'll see where things shake out in the off season.